FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Big Daddy Weave, the Lion and the Lamb, Mac Powell, new creation, brighter that. Good morning, it's 7:20.
For today, partly cloudy this morning, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 78. Tonight, clear, low 55, and for tomorrow, a sunny high of 81. Currently 68 in Harrisburg, 67 Ephrata.
Our special guest, our friend Tyler Hoover, is here. He's the managing director of Servant Stage. Good morning again, Tyler.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Happy to be here.
And you're without a beard and your hair is growing back because you're in the current show.
I am. Yeah, I had to fit the time period, look a little more early 20th century. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Tell us about Servant Stage and what you guys have been doing for many years now in our area.
Yeah, this is our 10th season,
wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. And yes, for those 10 years, it's been our goal to make theater, outstanding theater, accessible to everyone. And so we tour our productions around Lancaster County and beyond, do over 100 shows a year, and all pay what you will. And we take them into parks and schools and retirement homes and churches and other venues, and really wanting to remove all the obstacles, whether it be accessibility or financial,
right,
for people to be able to come out and see the shows.
And your new show is called Ragtime.
Yes.
You were telling me it's your biggest show ever. You were telling about the sets and all the cast. Tell us about it.
It's just a massive, massive production. It's one reason it's not often done. And so it's been on our list to do for years. We kind of had to wait till we grew into our britches a little bit to be able to handle it. Because, it's the biggest set we've ever done by far. It's just gorgeous. Cast of over 50 performers,
wow,
a 12-piece orchestra, hundreds of costumes that are just stunning and really kind of transport you just to that era.
Is it the turn of the century?
Of the 20th century,
yeah,
and kind of a whole bunch of different cultures kind of brought together on stage. And so to see how the costumes create those distinctions, and then to see those things kind of all merged and blended together, it's a great visual representation of what was going on kind of socially at that time.
So you've done small shows that have only been a couple people, and now this big show. What are some of the challenges of doing such a big show like this?
Sure. Obviously, one challenge is the touring aspect is always such a big part of what we do.
Right.
And so when we have a big show like this that's really not practical to tour, we try to find ways to make sure that folks are able to see it and get bits and pieces of it, at least. And then also we do a lot more of our touring shows that will be smaller throughout the year. So it kind of balances the scales.
Right.
And a lot of times the retirement homes and places that we're often going to, they'll organize their own bus groups and things and come out to these bigger shows.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just a different experience.
Well, sure.
And
yeah.
So we like to balance those things.
Now, how about the impact of the show? What are you hoping people will take away? What's the message that you're hoping people learn from the show?
Sure. Well, I think any theater, any storytelling, one goal is always, it's kind of a study in empathy, that we want to see someone else's story play out, and we want to identify with someone who's maybe walked through the same thing we are. And I think we can experience a lot of healing that way, and watching someone else's redemption or reconciliation or transformation. And that's certainly true with Ragtime. And I think folks are going to see their story somewhere on stage, but I think they're also going to see someone else's story.
Right.
And that's, I think, just as powerful to recognize that, just like in Ragtime, we have all these communities that are looking at those around them and seeing the differences. And if we view them primarily and first and foremost through those differences, that's a breeding ground for fear and hatred and division and a lot of things that we see around us that we wish weren't so. But if we can recognize the commonalities between us and those around us first and foremost, I think that is where empathy can grow and where transformation happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ragtime is so powerful because we see that process happening, and we see people who really are open to that process and engage with it. And we see people who are not as willing to grow.
Yeah.
And we see that the struggle that can create. But overall, it is such a redemptive, hopeful message that we think people will be impacted by, and it's a journey that we are excited to go on with.
And very timely too.
Absolutely.
I think, for what we've dealt with recently.
Well, lots of relevant themes that you wouldn't necessarily think so. It was 100+ years ago, but it's now we're still fighting a lot of the same battles. And so,
true.
See those journeys played out, I think, is really powerful.
And then with the music.
Oh, and the music is just stunning. It
yeah.
really is. I mean, just both gorgeous melodies and gorgeous vocal lines that are just absolutely mind-blowing, but also the music plays such a cool character element because it is such a distinctive style, a distinctive
right.
sound.
Yeah, so unique.
Really transports you, you know, to a different
yeah.
time and place.
Feel like you're
and
there,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, the writers of the show just did an absolutely phenomenal job.
Kicks off Friday.
Yep, Friday night. We open at Lancaster Mennonite School, and then we run three weekends. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday through October 2nd, all shows pay what you will.
What's the best way to get tickets?
You can give us a call, 717-455-0255, or visit us online at servantstage.org.
Well, we wish you the best as you kick off Friday night, opening night. Hope it goes well.
Thank you so much.
And you're playing a character.
I am.
What's your character's name?
Well, it's funny because my character's name is Mother's Younger Brother, which
very
is a little bit odd.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. But
very interesting.
It's very cool the way that the writers of really the novel that the show is based on combined actual historical figures in the show. So we'll see J.P. Morgan and Harry Houdini and Booker T. Washington, combined them with named fictional characters and then some kind of archetypes that aren't ever given names. And
interesting. And
it's
that's
a little bit
you.
Subjective. Yes, I'm one of them.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm having a blast.
That's
it's
great.
So much fun. Just such a great group to work with. Some of these are actors that I've been on and off stage with for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so the opportunity to get to work together again on such a meaningful piece of theater is really, really awesome.
Ragtime kicks off this Friday, runs for the next three weekends. It's at Lancaster Mennonite, servantstage.org or 717-455-0255. Tyler, thanks for visiting us.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your birthday breakfast.
Thanks.
Back to the music we go. This is Passion on WJTL.